This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time to check out the entertainment for the weekend. At the moment, all of the events we'll be talking about are still being held. There's a spring fair, a Green River revival, and a community festival. On tap, there are also some good live music performances and comedians on stage. Joining me to talk about the events for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hey, Gwen.
Well, let's start with a bit of comedy.
What's your name, man?
Hobo Scratch.
Hobo Scratch? Man, you better get another name. You don't call nobody house. Can I speak to Tina? Yes, can I tell her who's calling? Hobo Scratch.
That's comedian Martin Lawrence. He's hosting the Lit AF Tour to the Queen City this weekend. Katrina, who's on the show?
So Martin Lawrence has been making audiences laugh for over 30 years, so he's returning to his stand-up roots with the Lit AF Tour. He's joined by fellow comedians Bruce, D-Ray Davis, Adele Givens, and Benji Brown.
Okay, what a lineup. When and where?
Saturday at the Spectrum Center. The show starts at 7:30.
There's also another comedian in town, Lonnie Love, right? Let's take a listen to her.
But in April, the producers called me and they said, now before we do the test episodes, we're going to send you some diet shakes to see if you can lose a little weight, right? Yeah. I said, send the shakes. Those shakes go good with hamburgers, french fries, and brown liquor.
So tell us about Lonnie Love.
Like Martin Lawrence, Lonnie Love comes from that stand-up comedy tree. So most people nowadays probably know her as the daytime talk show host from The Real.
And she's also a regular on Cafe Mocha, the radio nationally syndicated show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where and when will we be able to see her?
She'll be performing at the Comedy Zone on Friday and Saturday, so there are 4 opportunities to see her.
Well, moving on to those spring activities I mentioned earlier, first up is the Charlotte Spring Fair. What are the highlights there?
There's the roller coasters, the Ferris wheels. They'll have magic shows, a petting zoo, acrobats, and all the fair food you can eat.
Okay, and that's happening when and where?
It's called the Charlotte Fair, but technically it's held in Concord across from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. So it opens on Friday and runs through the 29th.
Okay. Now on Saturday, there's the Green River Revival at the Whitewater Center in a connection to St. Patty's Day.
So for all of you looking to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, here's an option for you. This is an annual event held at the U.S. National Whitewater Center where the main attraction is the river is dyed a bright green. And there is everything from yoga to live music to a trail run. And the festival is free, but of course you have to pay for parking and some of the activities. There are some fees with it too.
And hopefully it'll be sunny to kind of just really make that Green River light up.
Yes, I'm crossing my fingers.
Okay, and on Sunday, there's the Boom Echoes East event. What's taking place there?
So before we get to the actual Boom Festival next month, this is kind of a preview that's happening in East Charlotte off of Central Avenue and Kilbourne Drive. You can expect to see a diverse group of local artists. They'll have dance, they'll have poetry, they'll have live mural painting, among other things. So that's happening on Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m.
And another season that's a family season as well, Katrina, the wedding season is starting to kick in this weekend. The North Carolina Bridal and Evening Expo is coming.
I had flashbacks of planning a wedding. I had flashbacks of this. So if you are a bride-to-be, here's a chance to see a variety of vendors under one roof. It's a 2-day expo, and it's taking place Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5 p.m. at the Park and Expo Center, Conference Center.
What kinds of things? Will they have fashion shows? Will people be able to actually buy a wedding dress if they see something they like?
Yes, they'll have tons of vendors. So like you said, they'll have attire vendors, DJ, flowers, you name it, any part of your wedding experience, they'll have them there. Like I said, if you're someone who isn't excited about the hunt of things for your wedding, they'll have so many vendors under one roof that you can help plan. And they have a lot of giveaways too, which is probably helpful.
Okay, that sounds like fun. And another fun event for Star Wars fans. There's something special in town.
The Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back concert is happening at Belk Theater on Friday and Saturday. It is after the destruction of the Death Star, the Empire has regrouped. So if you're fans of Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, all of those folks, this is for you. So you'll have the movie on the screen while the Charlotte Symphony plays in the background. It's actually pretty cool.
And last but certainly not least, because I love his music on Sunday, fans can enjoy a conversation and concert with DC native Kenny Lattimore at the Enclave at Wedgwood. That's at 7:30 p.m. Let's have him take us out. Thanks, Katrina, for being with us for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment.
Thanks, Glenn.
That's Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro.
For you, I'd give a lifetime of stability. Anything you want of me. Nothing is impossible for you. There are to show my love or all the thoughts I'm thinking of, 'cause this life is no good alone.